Did we just enter the golden era of software? You make an interesting application with the help of AI. It is based on a stripped-down browser, Electron.js or otherwise. Your user downloads it for free, and if they like it and want the full version, they click Buy Full Version. A browser window takes them to a standard, world-leading credit card processor that just accepts payment and only takes 2%. There's no hassle to sign up. And by the time they return to your application, it already knows it needs to run in full mode. The receipt from the credit card processor has the serial number they need if they ever reinstall from scratch. The serial number does not require a server to reactivate the app. It uses public key cryptography. No worries. Sharing a serial number is never a good idea because it also unlocks some one-time download goodies every once in a while. It is never a good idea to mess with serial numbers. The next program update can blacklist it. So, please, no worries. AI does updates and bug fixes, customer support, and even your paperwork. And here, just to give you a full picture, is an application idea. The Chrome web browser has been crippled to be unable to block network communication live as it happens. It can do it after you catch the request, but not before the request is made. So, you build a companion desktop application that works like a firewall and then use Adblock, uBlock, and Pi-hole databases to stop unnecessary network communication. You create a beautiful dashboard and even offer advanced protection like decryption of communications and content rewriting. You offer AI inspection of websites and the traffic, local if the computer is modern, and make the firewall wise, not just smart. On top of that, your AI can convert websites to RSS feeds, simplified web pages, so that all you see is what you want to see. It can filter propaganda and rewrite chicken scratch. It can track news updates. Build news feeds that are actually balanced and honest and come from all around the world, and all of this on the customer's computer. No cloud, no privacy violation, no lies. $40 one-time purchase. Some people will be offended that it's not $400. What they are paying for is not just a well-written AI program that anybody can prompt today, but your patience, your personal interest in whatever the application is, and the details you add. AI is the programmer, but that is not as precious as you, the composer, that adds all the features anyone will wish for. For example, in my visual programming language, think boxes and wires, you can click on a box to show the code that it actually generates. And you can click on the code to scroll to the box. You can click on box labels to see the matching code attributes and create your own nodes, commands, attributes, library, and plugins. AI can't think like this. It takes your vision and soul and your idea of what the customer is like and what the customer ends up paying for, really, is the human with a vision. When things get out of business control, it takes a couple of days for a leading company to set you up in Delaware for $500. Which, when things do get out of control, is actually pretty fair. And don't worry, you have a million application ideas. The block you are experiencing is lack of comfort. That is because the first thing you should program is your own platform. Delicate, powerful, inspired. You can start with something like XML-based React, or from scratch by asking the AI to build a custom platform for Electron apps. You'll figure it out. It could be a game, a virtual world. It will be something sturdy to stand on. A platform is a thing that helps you see, that helps you build rapidly. I selected visual programming as my platform, as I believe that all people will appreciate reprogramming my apps to make them their own. I remember from my shareware days that these building programs were the most interesting ones. And once you have a platform that brings you comfort, I think the first thing you will start noticing is the artistic design part of applications. Many applications are beautiful. And then it's all downhill. AI asks, you answer, you have a feature idea relative to what you have created thus far, and you ask AI. And you go and go in a loop until you finish. And that is precisely why I ask, did we just enter the golden era of amazing desktop applications? This is not just a question. It is a call. And you, the generation surrounded by thinking machines, are the answer.